This is Senator Al Simpson. Are the super environmentalists their own worst enemy when it comes to making environmental progress? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it's been 13 years since the country had a new Clean Air Act. We've watched for years as the zealous environmental groups load up the good legislative proposals with unreasonable regulations, resulting in ultimate defeat of a good bill and make no progress. The problem with their all-or-nothing approach is that we've been forced to live with nothing. Now, rule or ruin environmentalists want to gum up a geothermal project in Hawaii. Instead of supporting this project to tap volcanic heat for electricity, the super enviros are protesting the use of 120 acres in a 20,000-acre forest. They don't care a whit that this project could replace millions of barrels of oil that now must be shipped in over some of the most delicate coral reefs. Ted, America demands environmental progress, but radical environmentalism threatens even making the smallest changes. What about you, Ted? Are you an ecologist too?
There you go again, Al. All business as usual. Anti-environment Simpson is beating up on the environment again. You're the best friend the polluters ever had. Strong clean air legislation has been stalled for a decade by those arguments. You say business can't afford to burn clean fuel, even though many firms already do. You say the auto industry can't afford to make fuel-efficient cars, even though Japan and Europe already do. The U.S. will, too, if the Middle East crisis keeps driving up the price of oil. Don't get steamed up about the geothermal energy controversy in Hawaii. The project has real potential for providing a substitute for oil. But environmentalists raise legitimate concerns about its threat to the priceless Hawaiian rainforest and about the safety of putting a power plant beside an active volcano. A final plan and environmental impact statement are due in 1992, Al. Stay tuned and keep an open mind. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on President Bush's threat to veto the Civil Rights Act. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.